90.7 WZIS. Thank you for joining me. This is Nick back in the studio once again. Hopefully you are doing well. It's about 78 degrees outside today. Well, more specifically tonight. And I do got some more news about the weather that's coming in later tonight. I'll tell you more about it in just a little bit. But for right now, here's Joe West with some Switch here on 90.7 WZIS. Yeah, I bring And that is right, I am a superstar. Thank you for telling me that. Hey, it's Nick, you're on 90.7. Hopefully you are doing well and enjoying the weather while it's still here. It's about 76 degrees out there. Good evening to you. Hey, coming up in lesson 5, we're going to be talking about some things cheaters claim they never cheat on. This list will be a bit interesting, so you want to take a listen to it here in just a little bit. 90.7 WZIS, that was Ariana Grande right there. You know, sometimes I wonder if she even gets a grande. It's hard telling. Anyways, here's your weather for you today. Today's going to be, well, this evening most likely, is going to be partly sunny with a high near 79. Winds will be up to about 20 miles per hour. And tonight, it's going to be a little bit more busier than that. Showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m. Low around 48. Winds will be up to about 26 miles per hour. And we are expecting some rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch. That's crazy to say with rain. Usually I'd say that with snow. But we got that much rain coming, so please be careful if you're going to be out and about tonight. And tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 60, winds up to about 22 miles per hour. And tomorrow night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 42, winds will be up to about 8 miles per hour. So that's always good. Hey, don't go anywhere. I'll be back for your 6 o'clock. Your space in my heart on 90.7. 90.7, that was Bryson Tiller right there. Well, someone polled 2,000 Americans, who got married in the past 3 years, and 20% admit they got cold feet. That's how many thought about calling the whole thing off last minute. 20% of 2,000 Americans. Can you imagine if that was more? Man, that'd be crazy. But here are the most common regrets couples said that they have made. Number one would be scheduling. Everything kind of felt a little bit too rushed. The guest list. Yeah. Maybe you invited a little bit too many people. The weather. Yeah, that's a big one. And the vendors. Wow. Okay. And then obviously the total cost of everything. Yeah, it cost a lot of money. Coming from a DJ myself, yeah, it cost a lot of money. But also 13% of couples in the survey said that their biggest wedding regret was something else that wasn't on the list. 90.7 WZIS, how are you doing? Hopefully you're staying a bit warm. It's about 47 degrees out there. The wind is going to kind of make that a little bit more worse. So if you're out and about, just kind of dress warm. It's going to be kind of cold. Hey, make sure not to go anywhere because I'm going to be talking about kind of the first date. What you shouldn't wear on your first date. Some of it may include some Crocs, maybe even some tracksuits. Who knows? I'll tell you more about it in just a little bit. 1-8. 90.7 WZIS, it is Nick here with you. Well, new poll asked people for the strangest things they'd like to put in their salads, and people got real creative with this, I'm not going to lie. Some of the answers include banana, peanut butter, peppermint, popcorn, marshmallows, and meatballs. Yeah, you heard that one right. The overall number one salad topping is cheese, followed by tomatoes, bacon, croutons, and cucumbers. I will definitely say the meatball ones were a bit weird. I'm not going to lie. Hey, I'll be back with your weather, in just a couple minutes. 90.7 WZIS, that's Girl in Red right there. Well, the cheating site AshleyMadison.com asked users to name other things they had less likely to cheat on. For example, 87% claimed they were honest on Monday and wouldn't cheat on their taxes. Yikes. Here's a couple more things that they would never cheat on. 90% said that they would feel worse about cheating on a test. Wow. 89% said they said the same about their therapist. These people are in therapy? And finally, their barber or hairstylist, 82%. Yeah, I kind of agree with that one. And, you know, sometimes I would probably even say, you know, we can't be friends. Ariana Grande knows that one. I'll be back with your weather in just a minute.